Tmura Daf Beis. We're starting a new Masechta Bezes Hashem, and as a hemshich of the Masechtas that we've had till now, that we've learned till now, Bezes Hashem and Kachim, there's something fascinating, very unique about Masechtas Tmura. The Seder of the Mishnayis, of the Sugis, in Seder Kachim, is about the Karbonis, the different types of Karbonis. Zvochim and Menochim is about the different types of Karbonis, the Behemis. The Behemis that are the regular Karbonis, then there's the Karbonis of Mincha, anything that's not, that's inanimate, that doesn't need Shechita, that doesn't have dam, is a Maseches Menachos. Thereafter, Chulin is, we understand, is a Hemshech of Maseches Vachim, because that's to do also with the same Maisim and the same process of eating and the Matirim of whatever goes into the Behemoth. So, Kachim is also true, Lagabi Achilas Choyv, Achilas Chulin. We discussed that extensively in the beginning of Maseches Chulin. Bechoyrois is also Karbonos. It's the Karbonos that are naturally occurring, that a person doesn't have to be Magdish Bechor. Ma'aseh Behem is also somewhat shaykh to that. And then we have Maseches Erechin, which is really not dealing with Karbonos. Erechin, the topic of Erechin, that is, Erechin deals with a lot of things, but the general theme of Erechin is the dinim of Hegdish vis-a-vis the moment of Hegdish, where a person could give to Hegdish, not in terms of Karbonos, he could give himself as a Karbon, but in terms of monetary value, which is a new spin on Kachim. Monetary and Kachim together as a concept is also the subject of Mi'ila. There's a lot of Kachim there in order to define what is Mamon Hegdish, what's not Mamon Hegdish, but the basic theme of Mi'ila is that. And then in the middle over here we have Maseches Tmura. Maseches Tmura, Kilashoyne, deals with anything which is a substitute for a carbon. But the beginning of the Masechta deals with something which is not so much a natural part of Seder Kachim. The Mishnah says, Hakol Mamirin, Echad Anoshim Ve'Echad Noshim. It sounds like the Mishnah is introducing a concept which is part of the Seder HaKrovos Karbonos. Same way there's a Mishnah Hakol Shoichtin in the beginning of Maseches Chulin. Hakol Mamirin is anybody can substitute a behemoth for another behemoth. Elo, but then the Mishnah says, Lo Shadam Rashay Lohomer, Elo Shim Homer Mumer V'Soifig Esar Aboyim. So there's an Aveira here. The Mishnah starts by telling us a conceptual a yisoid in Seder Kachim, that there are karbonos which one is bimkoim the other, but really what's going on over here is an aveiru. It's introduced with hakoil mamirim, but really what's going on is an aveiru. The lashon of hakoil mamirim is a little bit strange in that context of what we're talking about is an aveiru of what shouldn't be done. So really what we're describing over here when we say hakoil mamirim is a process by the fact that anybody can do what's called material lo yamirenu v'lo yachlifenu, can substitute. There's certain types of things. A behemah is koidesh. The behemah can't be transferred to something else. You can't be poida, a behemah that's a korban, and you can't transfer the kedusha to something else. There's a concept here of tmura, of actually using the koidesh on one behemah to transfer the other, which is similar, by the way. We're not talking over here about akrovas kabonis. We're talking over here about transferability of kedusha, which is somewhat similar to the theme of Erechin Milo, which is the Masechta before Tmura and the Masechta after Tmura. We're talking over here about the musogim of the Rishus of Hegdish, of the moment of Hegdish, of where the Chalois Hegdish was Chal, and you want to transfer that to something else. Whenever we talk about Rishus and transfer, we're talking about monetary concepts. We're not talking about sacrifices. We're not talking about avoida per se. But over here, the concept is introduced in terms of that there's a schus of havoras kedusha, but there's an aveiru. So truth to be told, Tosfos and Chulin Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, and talking about Tmura, says, don't make the mistake that even though the Torah says, v'hoyahu tmuros soyia kodesh, and that's a mitzvah saseh. He says, no mitzvah saseh. It's not a lav hanitik laseh. The Torah starts out in Parshas Bechukosai, and the Torah says, lo yachlifenu v'lo yomroi se toi b'ra rabatoi. Kedushas korbonis is not transferable. If you have Kedushas bedek habayis, it's possible to transfer that from object to object. You could be poida. But over here, lo yachlifenu v'lo yomroi se. Whatever the korban is a korban, you can't change that. V'mahomer yomer behema v'behema v'ayuhu t'morosi yakodesh. That the Torah is telling you that Lamaisa, if you do try to transfer, you haven't transferred, you've been matvis, the Kedusha on one to the Kedusha of the other, and the second one becomes Kodesh. It's not a lav, don't do it. don't try it, and then there's an assay that it becomes kodesh to be misakin. Let's say by shluach hakan, there's a concept of lav hanitik laasei. Don't send away the mother. Don't take the freichim or the beitzim. If you do send away the mother, there's a lav, and there's a nitik laasei. Even over there, it's debatable, the Mishnah and the end of Chulin. His other, let's say, Sreifis Noisa, will have in a few dafim. Don't leave over of the carbon past the prescribed time for Achilas Karbonis. If you do, it's Mechuyiv Sreifis, Sreifis Noisa. The lav of Lo Yosimu Menu Ad Boike is a lav. It's Nitik Laseh, insofar as that the avoider that the Torah says to do is to burn it. What's over here? Torah says, that's not a lav on Nitik Laseh. The Torah is telling you that you've been mattress. You said that the second Behemoth should be Kodesh. The Avera, so to speak, if we want to break that down, the Avera L'Choira is trying to be Mekalkel, trying to mess up the Kedusha on the first Behemoth, the what's created, by definition, you try to be Magdash the second Behemoth, you had a mind to be Magdash the second Behemoth, it becomes Kedush. What does one have to do with the other? It's not a Lava Nitta Klasse. The second one is a reality of what's created. L'Maisa, the Rambam, and the Sefer HaChinuch do count V'Hoyohu T'Mrasi Yekedush as a Mitzaseh. The Mashmos is that there's a love of Leach Lufenu V'Layomroi. So there's no inability to be Machlif. The Asay, the ticking of that is V'Hoyohu T'murasi HaKadosh. Now we're going to have to see Behemshit, where is the Malkus coming. It's a proper Lava Nitik Lasei. There's always no Malkus, because Nitik Lasei. Now before we delve deeper into the, as the Sugyas unfold, exactly what is the Aveira of T'mur? Is the Aveira the attempt? The Aveira is the Dibur. We're going to have Sugis Behemshach, be Diburis Avid Maisa. It's the Chalois of creating the second Kedusha. Maybe the second Kedusha is Chal by itself, and it's not really your, it's a Knas that the Torah says, but really the Aveira is, Ach Virak trying to be Makalkul the Kedusha. The Kedusha on the second one is not really part of the Aveira at all. Is it the Tikkun on the Lav that was attempted? I'd like to try to open up a little bit of the depth of what's going on over here in Temura, maybe in a more machshavadik way, spend a few minutes in order to just give us a framework of reference before we get into the lomdus, into the nitty-gritty in the sugis. What's very interesting about, we just learned Meseches Erechin, we're learning now Temura, is that these two Mesechtes, the parshas and the Torah that deal with them, seem to be the finale on Seder Kotchen. Insofar as Sefer Vayikra is called by Chazal Teres Kainim, the Sefer in the Torah that deals with the Dinim, most of the Dinim in the Torah, but specifically Kotchen, is Sefer Vayikra. Parsha is not Vayikra Tzav, that's Meseches Zvochim Menochos. A lot of, Chulin is in the end of Parsha Shemini. In Parsha Vayikra Tzav, there's some Parsha Tzrei also. But the Hemshech of all the Karbonos goes through the Parshias of all the Karbonos of the different Yom Tovim, and of the celebration of all the Yom, the different Halachas of all the Yom Tovim, that's in Emor. Bahar goes through the Mitzvah Tluyos Baretz, that's Seid Zeroim. Tyrus is in Parsha Shemini. All the Halachos that are not dealing with Yom Tovim and Noshim and Nezikin are mostly in Seid Kotchim, in Sefer Vayikra. And at the end of Teres Koyanim, we would expect that there would be some type of finale, something that would really encapsulate the totality of what the parashas are. Moshe, you have in Parashas Bereishis, the end of Sefer Bereishis is the end of the Tkuf of the Ovis and the Shiftei Koh. The Misa of Yaakov, the Misa of Yosef, that's really the end of that Tkuf of Vayisim Barim B'Mitzrayim. The end of Sefer Shmois, which is the parashas of Klai Yisrael redeeming, being redeemed by the Ribbono Shel Olam from Mitzrayim, going out, getting the Torah, building a Mishkan, Ashuras HaShchina, the very end of the Sefer is, the grand finale of that is when the Ribbono Shel Olam Shchina came down into the Mishkan. The end of Bamidbar, which is the story of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, the trials and tribulations, the Nisyonis, they had the numbers, how they were encamped, their travels. The very end of that is the preparation of Klal Yisrael getting ready to go into Eitzol. And the end of Sefer Devarim, which is Mishnah Torah, the Chelik of Torah that was given to Klal Yisrael before Moshe Rabbeinu's Pteira, ends with Misas Moshe. The end of Sefer Yikra ends with something that L'Chorah seems to be a detail, but not very existential to the whole of the Sefer. There's nothing about it that's a meaningful finale to Sefer Yikra as a whole. What do we have? We have the Parsha of Erechin, and we have the Parsha of Temura. is the detail that a person shouldn't switch over from a carbon. That detail and the being paid, what's, you could be paid, what you can't be paid, a behemoth with kedusha zakuf, you can't be paid a behemoth, that's a balmum, kedusha is dumb, that you could be paid, hamad of aroch, like we had in Erechin, and then the lav of tmura, and which carbonus you could do it on, which carbonus you can't do it on. Why is that the finale, the end all, to say their kachim, to say for vayikra? Reb Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, Kedarkoi, discusses this problem. And what he says is very insightful. It'll give us a little bit more of a backbone, a little more of a Briya Kantichoin, to really appreciate the totality of what this Masechta is supposed to be teaching us. He explains that the concept of a carbon, we start Parshas Vayikra, what we're starting with, the Aleph Beis of Sefer Vayikra, starts with the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom speaks to Moshe and he gives over Ritzoinoi to Klal Yisrael, that the purpose of Klal Yisrael is Boyel Moed and Zvayikra Moshe in order to bring Klal Yisrael close to the Rabbanu Shalom. Dabe al b'nei Yisrael v'amart lehem Odom ki yakim ikem korban. We learn that Odom has to do the Odom Arishon, because I'll say it's the Odom that brings a korban. He's yakir if he comes close to the Rabbanu Shalom. The Rabban is Mayrich, and the Rabban explains that the purpose and the whole tzura of korbanos, the thrust of korbanos, and the purpose of korbanos is the taking a behema, which is a balchai. All of us have that balchai inside of us. It's the neshama, the ruach, the chelik elikai memal in us that connects even the chelik habahamis, even the chelik which is a balchai, to the Rabban Shem. And we take, but that's the part that also schleps us downward. It takes us out of living ba'oil moed, out of hearing the Dvar Hashem. We take a behema, we implant it, so to speak, to represent us. We magdish it. When we're magdish it, that behema becomes a hemshech of us. When we put it on the mizbeach, what we're doing is we are purifying, we're bringing ourselves beloshen korban, beloshen Hiskarvus, we're bringing ourselves closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Says Reb Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, there's something striking. Learn the parasha of Tmura, this last parasha that we're describing, the sugyas of Tmura and Erechin. What do you have? You have that Be'etzim and Behema can be nifted. There is pidyon. What's pidyon? Pidyon means that I place Kedusha on another Behema, or I place Kedusha on Momen, and with that, I withdraw the Kedusha from that with that place that it previously was. He says, what's Tmura? Tmura is, it's interesting, you could say it's striking almost. You could say the same Lashon, Hare Zeh Bimkoim Zeh, and that's Tmura. How does Pidyon work? The Nusach of a Pidyon is, the Kedusha that's on this Behemoth, the Kedusha that's on this object should be transferred to that. What's Tmura? To quote the first Rashi in the Masechta, HaKol Mamir, Behemas Chulin Zu Tachazu Shel Hekdish. The Behema that I have now, the Behema of Chulin, should be Bimkoim the Behema of Hekdish. So where's the stress? It's almost the same thing. It sounds like semantics. What's the difference? The difference is in attitude, in approach. What am I doing? Am I concentrating on the fact that Kedusha, I have Kedusha on a Behemoth, it became a Balmum. So what I'm doing is, in order to bring another carbon, or in order to put the Kedusha elsewhere, I'm taking the Kedusha, I'm focusing on Kedusha means this something has a koyach to bring one closer. It has a koyach to be imbued with the Dvar Hashem. I'm taking that Kedusha, that potential power of Hiskarvus, of Kodesh, and I'm putting it elsewhere. That's one concept. What I'm doing is I'm focusing on the Kedusha, I'm focusing on the power to create Kedusha, and I'm transferring that someplace else. By Tmura, what I'm doing, says Rabbi Hirsch, is I am saying, Behemas chulin zet tachas ha-behema. What was the Behema? The point over here is the Behema? Well, the point over here is the me, is the you, is the person involved, is the Yid who's being magdish. When a Yid is being magdish, the purpose is not the Behema. The Benjamin doesn't need anybody's sheep, anybody's cows. The purpose is that that behemoth can represent the person himself. By saying behemas chulun zeh bimkoim, what you're doing is you're talking about an animal. What you've done is, he's not concentrating, he's not taking a behemoth of chulun and saying, I want this behemoth of chulun to be kodesh, to have potential, to represent me in my quest for his karvus. What I'm doing is I'm saying, this behemoth, I want him to be a something. I want this behemoth to be bimkoim that. I'm focusing on the behemoth.
Says Rabbi Hirsch that the reason why this is the finale is because it's really the whole point. The whole purpose of the Rabban Shalom's Torah is not to be caught up in the details of bringing animals, sacrifices, details of objects. The purpose is that everything around us and everything that's in our world has a yecholus to bring us close to the Rabban Shalom. Focus on the Kedusha. Focus on what it means for you on the conceptual base of having the ability to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then you can bring that out, you can express that in a korban, in a mitzvah, in a dvar mitzvah, in a chesed. Focus on the object, and what you've done is you've turned a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam into something objectified. You've turned it into something physical, something mamashus. The Nevi'im are full, with Lein Naftaris, Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, screaming at Klal Yisrael, that does the Ribbono Shel Olam want your animals? The Ribbono Shel Olam wants your His karvus. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants you, his batlus, your hachno. He wants you. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want our animals. Focusing on the animal is the very opposite, it's a distortion of everything that Seder Koyanim, of Teres Koyanim, of Seder Kodshim, of the parashas of Seder Kodshim are supposed to teach us. And that's why the parasha of Erichin and Tmura, the parasha of Tmura specifically, is the very end of Sefer Yikra, because it really encapsulates the whole lesson of Sefer Yikra. Okay, that's a hashkofa basis that Rabbi Hirsch puts down. What's the difference in Tmura and Pidyon? The Tmura is taking the behemah, focusing it on a behemah that you could just play a game and take this behemah as a bimkoin. Now you're not really focusing on you and the kedusha. The kedusha is there. You and Mekadosh behemah X. And that behemoth represents you. And now you concentrate, this behemoth, I'll bring this behemoth as a carbon. You're not really creating a kedusha, which is a representation of you. You're just saying that this behemoth should be a carbon from that carbon. So what are you doing? Nothing. It's distortion. That's the lav. And just to give this a little bit more flavor, we'll add a few of the details. We have later on in the Mishnayos by us in the first parak in Tmura, that there is no Tmura on behemoth of Shutvis. There's no behema, there's no tmura in minochois, there's only tmura on behema, not on oifois, and there's no tmura on korban sibur. And Rabbi Hirsch says that the reasoning for all this is that the only korban where a person can create a total distortion, the way we just described, is a behemoth that's representing a person. The behemoth that has kedushas carbon represents a person. If a person's magna should become a chatas, that carbon chatas is him in physical form. And it goes on the mizbech as such. To concentrate on behemoth, why? Not by creating that behemoth is a representative of me. That behemoth is a representative of another behemoth. So what are you doing? You went to a barn. You're coming to the Rebbeinu Shalom wearing overalls, so to speak. You come to the Rebbeinu Shalom talking about cows, about cattle. But that's only true. That distortion is only a reality when we're talking about something that represents a person fully on the mizbech. Oifois, says Rabbi Hirsch, we've discussed a few times over the dafim of Seder Kodshim. Mincha, let's start with that. Mincha certainly is not representative of a person. That represents a person on the Mizbeach is a behemoth with the dam, with the chelev, with the living parts, the giving over of one's life to Rabban Shalom. The Menachos, we explained the Meseches Menachos, are representative of a person's assets. It's not him, it's his financial self. In the realm of Menachos, that distortion is not so sharp, is not so large as to merit, being not merit or demerit, being part of the Seder, being part of the Lav and the Averu of Tmura. Oifois is also not a full representation of a person. Oifois is a person never represented by an oif. The oif represents certain parts of a person we describe. In Meseches Vochim, the Gabi Kobonis of an Oif, Rabbi Hirsch discusses that by Richus in Kobonis of Oifis in Pashas Vayikra. The same thing is true in Shutvim. Shutvim, every single person could be Mamer in his carbon, because if that carbon is him, then by focusing on the behemoth should represent another behemoth, and not focusing on yourself and what a carbon means for you and about you. What is it saying about you? You can't talk for somebody else. So in the middle, there's no tmura in the carbon of Shutvim, because over there also the representation of self is not as strong. Behema Tzibur also, it's a Tzibur is a general Musik of Klal Yisrael as a whole, not the individual. So over there also there's no Tmur. So the details of Tmur really fit the specific concept, the way Rabbi Hirsch says. We'll add a fascinating thing that's in the Siddur, printed in a lot of the Siddurim in the Musif of Rosh Chodesh, there's printed that every single month of the year has, we know the Shem Hashem that controls the vehicle, that the Rav Hashem controls the world, is with his Shem, with his name. The name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem HaMefarish, is the actual totality of the Rav Hashem's control, creation, control, directing, and guidance of everything that goes on in the world. And there are different, the Mekubalim teach us that there are different Tziruf in different ways to put those four letters together. And every permutation of those letters represents a different Hanhoga. Every month has its Mido. Obviously the Hanhoga, the way the Rav Hashem runs the world on Chodesh Nisan, which is the time he sees, is not the same thing as Chodesh Tammuz, which is the time of Shavuos V'Tammuz, the 3 weeks. Elul, it's not just that we have a different Avodah in Elul, but the Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, otherwise known as the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is different, and that's why there's different spellings, and it's printed out over there that every month has its spelling. One is Yud Kei Vav Kei, one is backwards, let's say Nisan is Yud Kei Vav Kei, because over there you see the Shem Hashem straightforward, you see the Yad Hashem, that's what Yitzhi Zinsayim is all about. Tammuz, which is the month of Hester Ponim, is the Shem Hashem, is not Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's backwards. Hey Vav, Hey Yud, because it's a month of Hester upon him. And then there's different permutations for every month. Besides for the permutations, those permutations have basis, the Svarim bringing, it's brought in the Siddurim, the end of Musaf Rosh Chodesh, find expression in different psukim. The Marshal, Yud Kei Vav Kei that we just said of Chodesh Nisan, is represented in the pasuk of Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'aretz, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Rosh Hashanah, Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'aretz, Yud Kei Vav Kei, why? Because that's the time when the Bria is joyful because it has a chance. It rings with Kvod Shemayim. It rings with his galus of the Rebbe Shem's presence. Tammuz, like we said, is Hester upon him. And the permutation of backwards, not Yud Kei Vav Kei, but Hey Vav, Hey Yud, is represented in the Pasuk of Haman in his Gaivan, his hatred of Klai Yisrael, talking about extinguishing Mordechai because he doesn't want to bow down to him. V'chol Zeh, Einenu Shoveli, it's the end letters of Ze Einenu Shoveli. Hey Vav, Hey Yud. Why? Because that's the ultimate in Hester Ponim. Megillas Esther is all about Hester Ponim. It's the ultimate, of course, the purpose of Megillas Esther is that even in Hester Ponim one sees the Rebbe Shem, the downfall of Haman, but when Haman is at his height and he's ready to hang Haman from a Yasu Eitz Gevoya Chamishim Amo, at that point, that's the ultimate in not seeing the Rebbe Shem, that's the shame, Mefarosh, that's Shoilet, that's in control, that directs the destiny of the world in Chodesh Tammuz. What's interesting, that's really what we wanted, is that in Chodesh Shvat, the shame Hashem is the very last pasuk in the parasha that we just described. In Perek Chof Zayin, the very end of the Chukos, the Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the last Pasuk Lamed Dal is just the summary. Eila HaMitzvahs Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, El Bnei Yisrael Bahar Sinai. These are all the mitzvahs that the Rabban Shalom taught to Moshe Rabbeinu to give as the basis of keeping Kol HaTorah Kula to Klal Yisrael. What's the last, like we said, the finale of all this, of the lesson of all the mitzvahs? Lo Yivakeh Ben Tov L'Ro. Don't focus, like we just said, we'll say it now in context, Lo Yivakeh Ben Tov L'Ro. Do not focus on the object. The Rebbe Shalom doesn't need your $200 esrog, your $10,000 cow. The Rebbe Shalom wants the person and the Mesiris Nefesh in the person. The Rebbe Shalom wants the nemonus of the person who's serving him. He doesn't need the object. Lo Yivakeh Ben Tov L'Ro. Don't focus on the object. V'lo Yimirenu. Don't think that the object is what the Rebbe Shalom wants. Take one behema, put it in place of another behema. Don't be misalif. Don't distort the purpose of all these mitzvahs. V'im hama yimirenu v'ayhu t'murasa yekaydish lo yigoyel. Like we just said, that's the din of t'mura, that elo hakom amirin. You're not allowed to, but l'mayis hakom amirin, it's chal. And the pasuk says, v'im hama yimirenu v'ayhu is Rosh HaTevis hey yod hama yimirenu v'ayhu vav hey. That's the Shem Hashem. That's a Chodesh Shvat. What is that teaching us? What does Tmura have to do with a specific sign, a specific design of how the Rebbeinu Shalom controls the world, of Hashgacha Pratis. And the Sfarim explained to us that if we break down the Shem Hashem, Yud K Vav K, the Yud K represents, so to speak, Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's two partners in creation. There's the Rebbeinu Shalom and there's us. There's the Noisin, so to speak. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives us everything. And we're Mekabel, we take, and we're supposed to turn what we get, the raw material of goodness, of Kedusha, and we're supposed to turn those into a fitting vessel to hold on to the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence. The Yud Kei, Ki B'Kol Hashem Tzura Elamim, Yud Kei, He created the world, that's Yud Kei. The Vav Kei is represented by us. Yud is a smaller letter, it's a Nekuda that's Lamala Vav, you see it more elongated. Both of them have a Hey, but the Rebbeinu Shalom side has a Yud, our side has a Vav. So over here what we have is, we have the Vahoy Yehu, the Vav Hey is straightforward. The Homer Yimirenu, what's backwards, is the Hey Yud. Instead of being Yud, K, Yud, and then a Hey, it's Hey and then a Yud. What is that teaching us? That's teaching us the distortion that we just described in Temura is a distortion of keeping straight only the Chelek HaMekabel, only the Chelek of, well, what are we going to do? We have an asterisk. We're not focusing on the Rebbeinu Shalom. We're not focusing on the purpose, which is to reach up towards the Rebbeinu Shalom. Temura is a distortion in focusing only on the object that's here. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us an asterisk. Turn that esrig into a chefetz shel mitzvah. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives us money. He expects us to use that money to spread Torah and chesed and avodas Hashem and kedusha and tahara and goodness. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want us focusing on the money. If a person glories in his checkbook, then as much money as he gives out, he's not really accomplishing, in his life at least, bringing the Rebbeinu Shalom to his world. He might be doing good things with the money, but he's not realizing the Rebbeinu Shalom in his life. When the Vav Hey is straight, and the Hey Yud is distorted, the person is focusing on the object, not focusing on he who gives that object for a specific purpose, and expects that that object should be given back to him, sanctified, and as a Hey Chetimtze to bring more Kedushin to the world. So that's the Hey Yud Vav Hey of Hoyahu Tmurasa Yia Kodesh. Why is that a Kodesh Shvat? The Yom Tov, so to speak, of Chodesh Shvat is Tu B'Shvat. And the celebration of Tu B'Shvat, what is the celebration of eating some Shivas Aminim from Eretz Yisrael? What's the deeper meaning? And the Gemara says, not the Gemara, the Medrash and Psikta Derav Kana says that Tu B'Shvat is a Yom Tov, but we don't really have a Yom Tov out of it. It's a Yom Tov because Lost in Love it will be a Yom Tov. What will be Lost in Love? Lost in Love, everybody will realize that everything that was created as a Hechetimtza, as a vehicle to bring Kvod Shemayim to the world, to bring Kedusha, to bring the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence into the world. One of the dugmois is the fact ki Odom Eitz Hasod, the person's like a tree. That's the Svarim explained, that's the celebration of Tu B'Shvat, is because the trees start blossoming. That's what Chag HaIlono is. But the Chag HaIlono is, and that's why we take Maaser from the fruit of the tree with the Zman of Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat represents the ability to see the fruit of the tree really as no more than a manifestation of being able to see the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence, goodness, chesed, nesina, whatever you want to call it, in an apple, in an orange. So the purpose of Chodesh Shvat is having an apple or an orange on your table and seeing the Rebbeinu Shalom, seeing the process of growth, seeing the process of nurturing, seeing the giving that the Rebbeinu Shalom instills in everything in the world. If a person distorts that, that's what Tmur is. So I think that's a just something to give us a little perspective on this interesting Masechta, which is based on a bidyevet of what happens if the love of Tmura is done, that then there's a Tvisas Kedusha in both behemoths. Where's the love? Where's the say? Is the purpose or the Tzura over here, that there's an Avera of the distortion that a person's putting into words, and then there's a Tikkun, is what's going on over here. There's a love, but the Torah made both of them, that even when there's a mistake, even when there's a Kilkula distortion, still there's a Mokoyim for Tikkun, which is really what Tu B'Shvat comes after the trees lie bare for a few months. Tu B'Shvat is there as the beginning of a rebirth process. So over here also we have the Vayu Tmurasu Yekaidish, that both Behemoths are Kaidish to teach us the lesson that the purpose is the Kedusha, the purpose is not the Behemoths. And now you can't switch, you can't concentrate which Behemoth you want to bring. Both of them are going to be Kaidish. You have to bring both of them as Karbonos. That we'll have to discuss in the next year, where the Lav and where the Aseh and what the Maisa Avera and how to describe that in the Lomdus is concerned.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.